I know the word unprecedented has been used a lot in 2020, but I think this time we can use it to describe something positive. The Climate Pledge Arena, with the goal to be the first arena in the world targeting net zero carbon certification. Can you tell us how it's possible to achieve this goal?
Yeah, this will be the first arena in the world that will is targeting net zero carbon certification by the International Living Futures Institute. And really that's supported by a number of sustainability features at the arena, but also for the attendee experience. For example, it'll be an all-electric arena, one of the first in the world, powered by 100% renewable energy. It reuses a 44 million pound roof from the previous construction site to reduce the amount of carbon emitted from the construction process. And we have a whole host of initiatives to allow attendees to get to the arena, for example, using event tickets, public transportation passes. So really excited about all the progress and the ways that we believe the Climate Pledge Arena will set a new sustainability bar for the sports and entertainment industry.
Chris, something that really stood out for me was the fact that all Kraken home games will have zero waste. You'll have durable and compostable containers available. I have to ask, as somebody who's been to a lot of sporting events, how is this possible?
Well, in close partnership with the arena team and NHL Kraken, the WNBA, Seattle Storm, really excited about all the innovation work that they've been doing to make these events as sustainable as possible. I think one of the call-outs also is that this arena will ban the use of single-use plastics, a first in the industry. So, really excited to see the work there. We will be diverting 95% of all arena waste from landfill, and we'll make all that data also public, and so folks can see from like a dashboard perspective how the arena is trending over time against these commitments.
Just think, you go, like you said, to a Storm game or to a Kraken game, and you get a beer, you get some nachos, maybe a pizza, and all of that is just on pieces of paper or containers, and we're not really used to knowing what happens after we throw them in the bin. So it's interesting that you guys will have that information so people will know exactly what's going behind the food that they're eating.
Exactly. Yep. The durable containers, or maybe the recycled content container or something that can be composted. That will be very clear and visible throughout the arena to allow attendees to, reduce the impact from the experience.
I think straws are also, you had mentioned it before, but straws seem to be very divisive in a sense that, well, people don't want the paper ones because then they get all kind of squishy and you can't drink through them. So what can you tell us about straws?
I can't speak to the straws specifically, but I will guarantee that the arena team has been thinking long and hard about every aspect of the attendee experience, and no straw will be left unturned.
Now, if you don't, you probably know this, but a new arena is coming here in Calgary for the Flames over the next few years. Do you think that having zero waste on the radar possibly for this new building is feasible, and maybe other buildings across North America that will soon be built? Do you think it'll be a key part of planning and design?
We certainly hope so. We hope that some of this work that we've been able to achieve in partnership with the Oakview Group and the NHL Kraken in Seattle will be an inspiration and provide impetus for other teams and arenas to follow suit, and provide hopefully something for us to learn from as well as we go forward. We think there's a lot of lessons learned that we're happy to kind of share, but also eager to hear what the good innovation work others are doing to reduce carbon as part of their own commitments to the climate.
And there's a focus on local food support for farmers and producers within your area. So along with, let's say, traditional beer, you probably will have some craft beer and things like that from the local area, as well as nachos and pizza. What else will fans be able to enjoy during a Kraken or a Storm game?
Yeah, well, at least 75% of the arena's food ingredients will be sourced locally with a 300-mile radius on a seasonal basis to support regional farmers and producers. And beyond that, all viable unused food from events will be donated to local community food programs. So really excited that the arena team is currently working with food suppliers and vendors to make sure that local alcohol, food, and bev is incorporated into the experience. And so a lot more to come on this front. I don't have the specific details beyond the overarching kind of commitment that we're making. More to come.
I have to ask, and maybe somebody that's not familiar with the Seattle area, what kind of industries and what are farmers producing throughout that area?
Well, I'd like to say that we make amazing beers, amazing wines. You know, Washington and Oregon in particular are known in the eastern parts of the states as agricultural communities, amazing fruits and vegetables. So a lot is happening that we're excited to enjoy at Kraken Games in the near future.
So this is kind of neat. The arena will be using reclaimed rainwater in the ice system to create the greenest ice in the NHL. Maybe for listeners who don't know, how does Seattle's climate allow you to do this?
Yeah, we are using our rain as a resource and going to be catching the rainwater from the roof of this arena, treating it and making sure it obviously provides an amazing skate experience for the team and a visual experience, but it's going to be flowed through a series of all electric systems powered by 100% renewable energy and that use zero carbon refrigeration to make that ice. In fact, even the Zambonis will be all electric, which we're really excited about.
So the fan experience definitely is important to sports fans. It's probably, other than the actual game, it's one of the reasons that they'll go, whether to a basketball game or a hockey game. Doesn't matter if they're casual or diehard fans. What else will Seattle offer that's kind of unique and will hopefully raise the bar for other professional leagues?
Well, I think the full story of the Climate Pledge Arena is one that I think we're really excited about it. Sports has a unique power to inspire and bring people together, and our hope is that the Climate Pledge Arena will serve as a long-lasting and regular reminder for everyone to meet the urgent need in climate action. But it just begins here. If it ends with the Climate Pledge Arena, that's not our goal. I think, the Seattle area in particular has long been known for amazing environmental stewardship, and so this arena is part of a community of climate action and, environmental stewardship, and I think it only makes sense to have our downtown arena for these important sports events, be one of the most sustainable in the world.
And tell me about your team, because I'm sure a lot of people have worked to see all of this come to fruition.
Well, really, it's been an amazing partnership with the Oakview Group and the NHL team itself, who've really taken on this commitment in partnership with Amazon. They've done an amazing job with architects, engineers, all the construction teams to actually make this a reality. So kudos and hats off to the Kraken and the arena team. I'm personally super excited to take my kids to see games here in the not-too-distant future. Maybe when we host the Flames, we'll be able to enjoy that in one of the world's most sustainable arenas.
And I saw that incredible photo of Climate Pledge Arena, the sign being lit up last week. Congratulations, and no doubt for you, it must be incredible just to see it as part of Seattle's skyline. Like, it's a reality. This is really happening, and all of your hard work, it is coming to fruition.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a great milestone to see that signage go up and have it mark the Seattle skyline with the Climate Pledge, and as a reminder, for action on this important crisis that the world is facing. And frankly, I couldn't be more proud.